b'yakom alilei, because an end of mem, that's a more chashavoyis. This is a havamina. What's the raya? An end of mem, the end of words are more chashav than a mem pesuach. To yomer Rav Chisda, mem v'samach shabluchas. Whenever you had a mem in the luchas written b'neis ha'yoyimdim, it was written b'neis. When you had a mem and a samach and in the luchas, it was b'neis. Because the mem, it was said in the luchas, it was carved out through and through. So if you have a mem carved out, since a mem is a mem sosum, and a samach is a round circle, so it's carved out all around, the circle can't stand. A circle should have fell out of the luchas. So how does it stand in the luchas? That's called b'neis. So I call upon him, in the luchas, the mem and the samach was an end of mem. It was a round mem, a round samach.
Yeah.
Now, how you want him? Ella, so Mela, the choshev aksiva is an end of mem. So mem is choshev. So here, where you're supposed to write a mem pesuach, and the Torah writes a mem sosim, that's kosher. Ella faket is posel. Ella sosim, where you're supposed to write an end of mem. Like here, a shame. Shin mem for shame should be an end of mem. For yasur pesuach. And you make it now shimoin. A regular mem, maybe there it's posel. Why grew you come agarole? Because you're making it shvachra. A regular mem is a shvachra less of a noise than an end of mem. Why? The Amr of Yirmiyav, Yitem Rab Chiyav Rabba, Menasecha, these are the loisiyas of mem, nun, tzadik, pechof, which has a regular ksav in the middle of a word, and has an end of ksav at the end of the word. These oisiyas that have psuach and sosum is tzoyfim omrum. That means they forgot which way is supposed to be written. Are you supposed to write these psuach dikksav, a regular mem, or the ikksav was an end of mem? They forgot how to write it. And soifa means the neviim later how to tell us how to do it. So the pshat is, what's our dik now? Since in the luchas we sang the mem and the samach was benes, so mashma the ikksav was an end of mem, an end of samach. And the regular mem, the regular nun, that the neviim later had to be mechadish to write it. So Abzai was saying now it's a shvachru ksav. The ik ksav is an end of mem. A regular mem is a shvachru ksav. For the Gemara, that can't be. How could you say that they forgot, or there wasn't a regular mem, and the Nevi'im later had to be mechadashit? Tzayfim Omer means the Nevi'im later were mechadashit. For Tizbron, the Aksiv, the Pasuk says, Eilah ha-mitzvois, shein ha-novi rishoy lechadash dove meyatam. Once the Torah was given, tayag mitzvos, that's it. That's all the mitzvahs we have. Nevi'im later can't come and be mechadash a new mitzvah with the Raisim. It could be they can make a mitzvah with the Rabbonim. They made Mikra Megillah, they made Ner Chanukah, they can make mitzvahs with the Rabbonim. But you can't be mechadash anymore mitzvah with the Raisim. So how could you say the Nevi'im later first told us about writing a regular mem? Kita mem is with the Raisim. El of the Teretz is like this. Mio Havoy, Avada Vishasna Sinas HaTorah, they had two types of mem, of Menascha, two nuns, two tzadik, two peis, two chof. They had a regular one and an ender. But they didn't know yet which one you put in the middle of the teva, the psuach, and the end, and the mem pesosum, which one goes where. The yosu tzoifim tikninu, and the neviim later were mistaken for us that the regular one, the open one, goes in the middle of the yos, in the middle of the letter, in the middle of the word, and the sosum goes at the end of the word. For the morvakati, if we didn't know that, that's also called the mitzvah satorim. Yakati Eilah mitzvah shel Novi Rishona Chadash Dove Miyata. It's still shver. Neviim can't be mechadash asida. The Chur is teaching us a big yisoid. Like, where does the mem go? A mem pesuach or a mem sosim? That's an ikar din Torah how to write. So you can't say we didn't know b'shas l'sinas haTorah and the Neviim were first mechadash that later. Ela the pshat is like this. Avada shachachum. Avada b'shas l'sinas haTorah was given to Moshe exactly how to write the mem. Two mems, two nuns, two samachs. And it was Yudua to Moshe that a mem psuach goes in the middle of the yois, and a mem sosum goes at the end of the yois. No shachum. Later on, Klai Yisrael forgot which one goes where. V'chosu v'yostim. And then the Nevi'im came later and reminded us again which one goes where. So I call upon the Teretz is that there's no chshivis between a mem sosum and a mem psuach, because both of them were there b'shas nesinas haTorah, and both are choshev. So Meila, according to Yehuda ben Beseira, that learns that the word mayim, you could learn out from the word niskehem, from an end of mem, so you see a mem pesuach and a mem sosim is interchangeable, it works both ways. So you have Yehuda that says the word shame has a chshivis because it means something, even though you're writing the word shimon, and you're only writing shim, a regular mem, that's a kashura for the word shame someplace else. That's a Yehuda shita. The Brice here says it's possible, this Brice of things are on Yehuda ben Beseira. Gufa. Omer Reb Chizda. mem v'samach shebluchas b'nei soyoimdim. And the luchas, whenever they had a mem or a samach, was standing b'nei. V'yom Rav Chizda, k'sav shebluchas nikra mibifnim v'nikra b'chutz. That is, the k'sav went through and through the luchas. Each side of the luchas you look, you could read it. Because the k'sav went through and through the luchas. K'goyim, nevuv buvin. If on this side is written the word nuvin, a nevuv, so the other side is written backwards. Like the words went straight through the luchas. So this way you read it straight, but if you turn it around, look the other side, you read it backwards. Or else, roha bahar. If it was written resh hei beis, so in the back, the other side, you read beis hei resh. Or else, saru v'ras. So Tayyistak asked the kasha, how come the Gemara picks these cases tamer? Amay noket luhu, kivun lehevi beluchas. Like if the Gemara wants to put an example of how the luchas look, the Gemara should have put words instead of the luchas. Anoichi Hashem atecho. Should have said the word anoichi, you look this way, it's aleph nun chaf yud. You look the other way, it's yud chaf nun aleph. This is the modern. But that's what I want to tell you, that the luchas was written through and through, and mela anoich like a samach or a man that had a hole in the middle was only standing b'neis.
I mean, the
mice
didn't look the way the Gemara said now either.
Why?
But the letters would be backwards too.
Yeah. So we must say forget.
No, I mean, in other words, it's like it seems.
It's going through and through.
That it'd be like a new word, but Lamaxa, I mean, like the nun would be
like
backwards.
Yeah, it'd be backwards. That's all right. It'd be backwards, right? Right. Omen to Santi Gemara now. Omale Rabbon Le B'Shur Belevi. Rabbonin told B'Shur Belevi. Osi Dardiki Yidolavei Medrosha. Like children, Dardiki. These are not Dardiki. The Chosha people, but like children came to the base of Medrash. The Yomru Mili, they dash in the base of Medrash, they set over halachis, and the base of Medrash, the Afilu b'Yemei Yeshua Benun Layitla, that these Chedushim will not even learn Bizman Yeshua Benun. I don't know what it means, say Yeshua Benun didn't know these things, or these are Hecher and Yonim, but they're saying over big in Yonim, the Mashiach says, like the whole Torah, is the whole world is made up of Aleph Beis. We're soon going to dash in the ending of the Aleph Beis now. Why Aleph Beis? Give them one way after the other. And the whole world was made up with the Aleph Beis. And the whole Aleph Beis in the Torah is Shemus from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So there are big things in the Aleph Beis. So they're saying now, big you say this in the Aleph Beis, that I feel like Yoshua sure Ben Nun, they didn't know this. Or else Leitma wasn't learned then. Aleph Beis. Shala, how come first comes an Aleph, then comes the Beis? What does Aleph Beis mean? Aleph Bina. Learn Bina. Trashi Lima Torah. First thing, the whole first Aleph Beis is telling us, learn Torah. That's the first racist call of everything. Aleph Beis, Aleph means learn, Bina, understanding, means Torah. Gimel Dalet, what's that? Then comes the Gimel, then a Dalet, means Goynel Dalet. Do Gimelos Chasodim to Dalet to poor people. That's the racist call. Learn Torah and do Gimelos Chasodim. Goynel Dalet. My timer, Pshuta Karya the Gimel, Lagabe Dalet. How come the Gimel, the bottom of the Gimel, turns towards the Dalet? Like the left side of the Gimel turns towards the Dalet. Shekein darkei shagoyimel chasodim lo ratzach adalem. Because if you want to be a goyimel chasodim, you don't wait for Yonah to come to you, but you run after him. Rashi, my time of poshet karya the gimel lagabe dalim. Well, lagabe beit. How come the left side of the gimel doesn't go towards the beit? It goes towards the dalim. Because a goyimel chasodim runs after the dalim. Or my time of pshut the karya the dalim lagabe gimel. A dalim is a straight line at top, then the line comes down. It goes more towards the right side. So the Dalet is facing towards the Gimel, not towards the Hay. Why? The Lim Tzele Nafshe. While the Dal makes himself findable for the Goyim HaChasodim. So the Aniyim make themselves appear in front of the Goyim HaChasodim. Rashi, my time of Poshet Kai the Dalet the Gabi Gimel. For Loi the Gabi Hay, how come the regular Dalet doesn't go forward towards the Hay, but it goes a little backwards towards the Dalet? Cause the Gimel, Shemoishcha Tzatzat Gimel, the Lim Tzele. Oni Navshein, that the Oni makes himself be found to the Gemach HaSodim. He doesn't make it that the Balabos has to run after him, he brings himself closer to the Balabos. How come the back of the Dalid is facing the Gimel? His back is to the Gimel. The Litan Le Betzinnis. Come to tell you, when you want the Gemach HaSodim to give it to the Dalim, give it to him like to his back means Betzinnim. Don't be Mavayishim. Rashi. That he shouldn't be embarrassed from you. So when you want to give him stock, give it to him in a nice manner, but sinner, not to embarrass him. Hey Vov. What's that? The Noctim, Hey Vov. Zesh Moshla Kodesh Borchu. Trashi, Hey Vov, Kemoy Ani Vahu. Yeshemus Heim. Zayin Ches Tes Yud Chof Lamed. What does that mean? V'yamata oisim kein, if you do these first in Yonim, that you learn Torah, and you go imel gemilos chasodim, what's what Hashem will do to you? HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zan oisoch, that goes for Zayin, he'll feed you. V'chein oisoch, he'll give you chein. O meitiv l'cho, that's the test. V'noisim l'cho Yerusha, he'll give you a big Yerusha. V'koish l'cho keseh l'yer l'mabo, that's the chof, and that's the lamed. He'll give you a keseh crown for l'mabo. So the Iker is the Aleph Bey is learned Torah, Gimel Dala, Dug Milos Chasodim, and then you bezeichet everything. Rashi, you meitiv l'cho, haino tes. Yerusha, haino yud. Keser, haino chof. Yerulam abo, haino lamed. Right, mem, psucho, mem stum. What's that? Mem has two. There's an open mem and a closed mem. Maime pesuach, maime sosum. Sometimes you're supposed to talk out, open your mouth and talk. Maime sosum, certain things you're not supposed to talk out, not to learn with people. Rashi, Maime Pesuach, Maime Sosim, Yesh Tevorim, Shenitin, Rishus Tadoshim, Torah Shabbat Peh, Torah Shabbat Sai, you're supposed to dash in the Torah. Or Beviyesh Shato, Mitzuva, Lesaiswan, to a certain learning, you're supposed to keep it privately. Kagoin Maise Makova, you're not allowed to give a shir in Maise Makova, you have to learn it by yourself. It's a special type of a Chochmon, that the Yochid is Zeichet to understand it. That's Maise Makova. Certain learnings have to be Sosim. Right, the Nun Kfufa, Nun Pshuta. A nun is kofuf, that's a regular nun, and then the end of nun is poshut. What does that mean? Nemun kofuf, nemun poshut. A nemun a tzaddik is bent down a little bit, and then it's a poshut. So actually, nemun kofuf, odom kosher, it's a tzaddik, a nemun. Tzaruch liyas kofuf vi onuv. He has to be kofuf and onuv bowing down like an onuv. Vesoifu liyas poshut vizok v'elam abo. He'll stand up straight in elam abo, bizeich in elam abo. But in this world, that's called kofuf, then poshut. By the Samach Ayin, what's the Samach Ayin for? Means Samach Aniyim, help out Aniyim. Lamed Aleph, or Lishne, that's Womshat. Lishna Achrina, what's the Samach Aleph? Simonim also Batera. Samach Aleph means an Indian to make Simonim for the Torah. Whenever you're in the Gemara, a lot of times before the Gemara starts bringing down a few memories, they bring down Simonim. Let's remember the Torah. Torah shall pay, you're supposed to remember. So make Simonim to remember the Torah. Trashi Simonim shall say the Shmuas. A lot of times the Gemara starts off memories and brings down the simonim of a bekitza. To remember, that's the Samach Ayin. Make simonim for the Torah. Now say simonim. For Kona Oysen, then you'll be kind of the Torah. Pei Kfufa, Pei Pshuta. There's an end of pay and a regular pay. It means Pei Pesuach, Pei Sosim. Sometimes open your mouth, sometimes close your mouth. Shrashi B'Shah, Samafazorim, Konus. It means when people are scattered, they don't want to learn, keep your mouth quiet. Im yesh godu mecho, someone is bigger than you. Forget before. Pepe so drashi b'shasa machnisim pizir. When people come to learn with you, as the big people want to learn, learn with them. Tesos means b'shasa mefazorim konis im yesh godu moch. When not too many people want to learn, and you have a godu to give a shir, you don't have to give the shir, then let him give it. Vaidik tzadik fufa tzadik pshuta. A tzadik is also is bent, and a tzadik, an end of tzadik is long. Tzadik kofuf, tzadik poshut. The same thing, a tzadik should bend down, be an onuf, and a tzadik then, lo l'mabo, be poshut. For the Gemara, hainul nemun, kofuf, nemun poshut, that we had before, by the nun. That the nun is also bent, and nun is straight. To tell us that nemun, a tzadik, should be bent down, an onuf, and then be a poshut. So why does it say two times for a tzadik and nun? And the Gemara, nechnami, hoysu duchla akosu kfifak fosim. No matter how much bent down you are, I don't think that's enough to be an oni. Vait to be nochamal an oni. When it comes to the tzaddik, nochamal bend down more. Be more of an oni. Mikan, shenitnu atorah b'modet harosh. The Torah was given with a bent over head, which Rashi means, bereses v'yanova yisera. The Torah was given on Sinai, bereses v'yanova, it was given through Moshe Rabbeinu, that was onuv mikolodom. That's the way the Torah was given. That's the way you should learn Torah. Vait the kuf stands for kodesh. Reish stands for Rosha. There's a Kodesh and there's a Rosha. My time of Mahadar Ape the Kuf, Mereish. How come the Kuf turns his head away from the Reish? Omar Kodesh Baruch Hu, Ein Ani Yochel Lestaka B'Rosha. I can't look at the Rosha. That's why the Kuf comes over and covers up the head of the Kuf. He can't see the Rosha. Well, my time of Mahadar Tagay the Kuf Lagabi Reisha, Lagabi Reish. But on top of the Kuf, there's a Tag. On top of the Kuf, there's a sign, there's a like a crown going up that faces toward the Reish. How come it's facing toward the Reish? They're telling Omar Kodesh Baruch Hu, Im choyze boy ani koish lo keser kemoisi. If you do tshuva, I'll give you a keser mamish like me. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu is mekabel tshuva. On my time, makarya the kuf tluya. How come the leg of the kuf is hanging? The leg of the kuf doesn't touch the top of the kuf. Why is it hanging? If the Russia does tshuva, let him come in through that hole. Fred Gemara, v'layo bahach, let him come in on top.
Rashi.
Bahach, Yakev tachas ragli akuf, v'yikonis v'pesach shoymin. He let him go on the right side. How come he has to go through this hole? It's more mesayla l'resh lokish. The yom resh lokish, ma'idach siv, l'leitzim hu yolitz, u'lanovim yitin chen. It means bo letamei poischemoi. If a person wants to do chatoyim, they're going to let you do minashumayim. They'll let you do what you want. Bo letayim mesayenoi say. If you want to do tayim, you want to do tshuva, they'll help you out. There is the kuf. The Russian now wants to come up and do tshuva. So Kashrid, let him go all the way around and come up on the other side. Teretz says, no, if he already wants to do tshuva, we help him out. So we let the leg of the kuf come down, not be attached. He could come in through that hole. We'll make it easier if you do tshuva. If you want to do it, umesayim. Shrashim mesayim, I say, umachnitzim leit pesuach. We'll let you come in through this Pesach. Baita. Shin sheker. Shin stands for sheker. Tof stands for emes. That's the end, emes. My timer sheker mekarvin milei. How come sheker, you spell it shin kufresh? Mamas goes kaseida. Kufresh shin. And emes, Merach Kamila. How do you spell Emes? Aleph is the beginning, Mem is the middle, and Tof is the end of the Aleph Bay. How come Emes is spread out from beginning to the end? And the Gemara understand. Shikra Shchiach. Everybody, a lot of Shek going on in the world. Shek is very Shchiach, therefore it's one next to another. Kushta Le Shchiach. It's not so Shchiach to have Emes. Therefore Emes is spread out. You don't have Emes so fast. O my time of Shikra Chodekari. What's that? Because the shin stands on one regal. I mean, the shin is the three lines come down to the bottom. The bottom is a point. It's like one regal. All the words of MS has a few regals to it. The Aleph has two regals, the Mem has a whole bottom regal, the Tuf have two regals to it. They stand very good. How come the Shin can't stand too good? Kushte koi, because you say Emes it stands, so stand loyal and void. Shikra loy koi, you say Shekra it falls down, doesn't stay up. Like your Shin staying on one regal can't stay up too long. Alright, that's one way to dash in the Aleph Bay. Now there's another way, Aleph Tes Bei Shimon. There's a ways of dashing the Aleph Beis from one end to the other end. Aleph Tof, Beis Shin. Go backwards. Drashi. Aleph Beis. Aleph Beis Bei Shimon. Oisi Toyev Asavaloi. Some Hashem is saying, someone that hates me, I should like him. Drashi Asavaloi. Bitmiya V'chein Kulam. There's the first way we're dashing for a showing. It means people that do rishis, Hashem's not going to like you. Right, the Savaloi, Beish Shimon. What does Beish Shin mean? Be like Choshek. The Russia doesn't like me. Shmi Yicholov. I should make my name upon him. Hey, Shmi Yicholov. How about not? Gimel Reish. Gufay Timei. If the person's Matamer himself, Arachim Alov. I shall Rachmanis on him. Dalit Kuf. What's a Dalit Kuf? Dal Soy Sinol. He closed my doors. The Russia doesn't want to come into the Beis Medrash. He doesn't want to come into my shul. A kind of Legadeya. Shouldn't I break down his horn? Because Hashem will give it up to beat up the Rishoyim. Legadeya. Zad Khan, Midas Rishoyim. Up until here, we dash, and this is one way to dash in Aleph, Beis, Gimel with opposites for Rishoyim. But Midas Tzadikim. We could dash in the same way, Aleph Tov, Beis, Shin for Tzadikim. Aleph Tos Beis Shimon. How do you dash that? Imato Boish. If you're Boish. Zotrashi Adkam Mitu Shoyim. Kainhu Nidrash Eitz Rishon. This is the way you dash it for Shoyim. Imato Boish. Milachta. If you're not going to do Chatoyim, that's Aleph Beis. Imato Boish. You're not going to do Chatoyim. Gimel Reish Dalet Kuf. Trashi Ger Dak Gor Bedoik. Minafshecha Teitzrura Tachas Kisei Bedoik Shemayim. That you'll be Mamish Tachas Hashem. That's Gimel Reish. You'll be Tzror Tachas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yematoisin Kain Agur Bodit. Means you'll be near me. Hashem is saying you'll be right near me. Hey Tzadik Vov Tei. How do we dashin? Chatzi Tzehevei Benoch Liyaf. If you're a Tzadik that has Tzidkis, there'll be a Mechitza between him and Af. Hashem will never get angry at him. Zayin Aleph Ches Men. How do you dashin this? Or Tes Nun. V'yeinato Mizdazdeye Min HaSotin. If you're a Rosh Tzadik, you won't be afraid of the Sotin. Yud Mem Chof Lamid, Oma Shal Shor Gehenim. The Sash Gehenim, that's the Malach HaMovis, the Sash Gehenim, V'HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he said in front of Hashem. Yibonish Shalom. Liyam Koyol. Rashi means Gehenim Kru Yam. Gehenim is called Yam. It means Kol Ufi Shiroi Holchim Shom. Hey, it's the Malach Mava says to the Ebishto, let's put everybody in Gehenim. He wants everybody to go there. Is Omar Kodesh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hu says back to the Malach Mava, Aleph Chof Samech, Beis Tef Ayin, Gimu Yud Pei, Ani Chas Aleim, Mevnei Shir Biyatoi. Rashi, Yom Asash Gehenim, Liyam, Shali Tainas Kol Oilam, Viafibu Yisrael. Hey, the Sotim wants everybody to go to Gehenim. As Omale Hashem says, Aleph Chaser Lib means Alpha Beisahi, Eitzel Aleph Tes, Beishim of Akulim's Duras, Beseif Yitzirim. Means since they did their tzaddikim, Ani Echois Aleim. Al Shebiatoi Begif means Beneath. Since they didn't do Neath, they didn't do Znus, I'll protect them. If they Shebiatoi Begif, would they give Gimel Yutei, these are what you say this here, they're Biatoi Begimel Yutei, that they stood away from Znus, so Hashem will save you from Gehenim. Dalit Chof Tzadik means Dakim Haim, Kanim Haim, Tzadikim Haim. They're Tzadikim, Rashi, Notrikim, the Dakim, Kanim, Tzadikim. Them is Haim. Hey, Lamed Kuf, Ein Lecho Chelik Ben. Hashem is telling the Sotin, the Malacham of this, you have no shit to Robert Tzadikim. They don't belong in Gehenim. Or Memre Zayin Nun, Shin Tov. Oma Gehenim Lechem Ribonishlam. The Gehenim says, Vaitis the Kavar Kosh Baruch Hu. Oile Mori Zoni Mizar Vashashay. Rashi, Vyoma Sasha Gehenim, Zoni Mizar Vashashay. Kol loyv de kachovim v'yisroel. They all like to belong to being Gehenim. Omalei, Aleph Lamed, Beis, Mem, Gimel, Nun, Dama, Samach, Leichin, Oilichon, Legan, Hadas. Rashi, Al, Libam, Omalei, Kodesh, Baruch Hu, Lo Yehi, Lecho, Chelek, Bem. No, he had no shtitim over the tzadikim. Hey, Ayin, Vov, Tei, Omalei, Gehenim, Lecho, Kodesh, Baruch Hu, Bonish, Loilam. Ayef, Onoichi. Ayef, Onoichi, no. I'm tired. Zayin Tzadik Chof Vakuf Halolu Zaru Sho Yitzchok Tuf Reish Yud Shima Chof Tes Tar Yeshli Kitos Kitos Shlev De Kichovim Shari Neis Mechor. The Ebush says, Malacham Ovis, you want to keep yourself busy, I'll give you a lot of Kitim Shel Oy De Kichovim. Take good care of them. But my Tzadikim leave alone, you won't have Shlitim over them. If you have a big disservice here, that's exactly what it means.